This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No, I cared, but it was so brutal and they had no chance. And it was so directionless as far as the people they would bring in and just the embarrassment. They were the worst team in the league. I mean, you could give me the Timberwolves, you could give me other teams like that, the Kings for a long time. The Knicks, when you consider who they are, the town they play in, the building they play in, their resources, they were the worst team in the NBA for decades.
I'm very concerned because I'm on your Twitter account searching Fisher, Fizdale, and Jamal Crawford, and I got nothing. Did you not tweet about the Knicks for like a decade?
I didn't tweet about anything for a decade.
Oh, is that true?
I was not really a big tweeter back in the day.
Okay.
So you're going to find not a lot of tweets.
Right, just making sure. I just want to see if you're one of those Knicks fans that stuck through and through. Like CP the Franchise will join us in about an hour. Get his opinion on what just happened. Or are you just a Johnny come lately? I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
No, I'm not a Johnny come lately. And you could tell your buddy last night that I'm not a Johnny come lately because he's the one gassing you up about it.
Who's my buddy last night?
Your guy that you brought to the game last night that thinks I just parachuted.
No, there's nothing to do with
it. I didn't tweet a lot about a lot of things until somebody told me, hey, you probably should start tweeting for your career. And now I basically surpassed Marash on Twitter. So the idea is don't let positive Tommy cook. And if you want to do investigating, you know, go scratch. That's what I would tell you.
Okay, I'll search go scratch. Yeah, see if you've ever put that one out there.
Not going to take that bait. You know how you know, you know how you know the Knicks were lost for a decade? Because in 2004, 2005, Tiki would actually be the guy who should be on Celebrity Row sitting front row, and he had no interest.
You never did Celebrity
and
Row
I lived
back then?
In the city.
Right? Think about Tiki at his apex. That's the ideal guy. I mean, Tyler Nubin's at the game last night.
Oh, speaking of the celebrities, I do have one observation. I want to say I'm proud of Knicks fans.
I think I'm with the more Rangers games than I did Knicks. Yeah. I'm not even joking.
And the Rangers weren't good back then either, by the way. That was during the bad Sather era. Last night, the Knicks, of course, announced a lot of their celebrities. And they have a lot of alum there, which we all know about. Mm-hmm. They treat their alum very well, unless their name is Charles Oakley. They bring all their guys back. So they did a whole video for Stephon Marbury. And then they're about to show him on the board.
He's been making the rounds.
And as I'm watching the video, I say to my friend, really? This guy represents, no offense to Steph, well, maybe a little bit, he represents a horrible era in Knicks basketball. He also caused a lot of embarrassment for the franchise, you know, with everything that was going on. So as they're playing the video, I'm like, are people really going to go nuts for him? I got to tell you, very little reaction for him. And wow. I was proud, yeah. Wow. Yeah, Knicks fans just did not react at all. And I was like, you know what? That's a good job out of them. Because what Knicks fan is standing up when they announce Stephon Marbury? And they're like, yeah! Like, come on. That was a horrible era of Knicks history. He wasn't great. Now, God bless him for coming back and wanting to be a part of it. Like, I have no ill will towards him. It's just like, who the hell would be cheering that? And to Knicks fans' credits, they really gave a muted reaction.
I don't even remember his era here.
It was bad.
Yeah, that's why. He's known now more for being in China.
Yes, where he became a legend.
Right, where he's legendary. Not that any of us saw him play in China. We just know the stories of his exploits over there.
He was the face of a bad era. They made the playoffs briefly. They got swept very quickly in the first round by my team. Then they were bad. And then his name was taken through the mud because he was involved, or his name was mentioned in the Anuka Brown Sanders lawsuit that occurred.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
And specific stories were laid out with him and women. So it just didn't look good. Like, it was not a good era. They didn't win. You have the embarrassment. Like, there's nothing good about it. And so while he's a local guy, and I'm glad he's back, and I hope his life is great. Like, it's nothing personal. It's just, that's not someone who I would expect to get cheered.
Right.
And he really wasn't. It was muted. Nobody booed him. It was just like, oh, okay. Then when they showed Larry Johnson, the place goes nuts, as it should. Like, I'm not, of course, Latrell Sprewell, it goes nuts. So as they were playing the video, I was all revved up to be like, I can't believe people are going to go nuts about this guy. And they really didn't. So good job by Knicks fans.
Did you notice anything else about last night and the people at the Garden?
Did I notice? I saw Ben Stiller.
Yeah, Ben Stiller was there.
I saw Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, he was there again, of course.
Chalamet. Spike Chalamet. What was that?
Chalamet.
I saw Spike Lee dressed up beautifully.
The big three, right? They traveled to Indiana. That's the real Knicks big three.
Yeah, what else?
Here's the other thing. What I noticed was all of a sudden Bad Bunny I'm not seeing. I'm not seeing Fat Joe. Suddenly last night felt like a February game versus the Grizzlies. He had Mariska Hargitay, Kelly Giddish from Law & Order. I'm looking up and down. They went down the role of, hey, who was in The Sopranos 20 years ago? Let's bring them back. What happened last night is what Tommy was alluding to with the real fans. Suddenly down 3-1, it wasn't the place to be for the casuals. So they went, the guard must have looked and said, boy, we have empty seats. Let's call the people who actually show up in February. They got the Law and Order girls. They got Christopher from The Sopranos. I mean, I think Steve Schirripa was next. I mean, basically, it wasn't cool to go to a Knick game anymore in Game 5. They went back to the old reliables.
You think people did that, Teague? Down 3-1, the celebrities said we're out? Bad Bunny's like, I'm busy?
It was noticeable that the less popular celebrities were back in the chairs.
Thursday, could have other stuff going on, could be going out to the Hamptons, could be going to the Jersey Shore, any of that stuff, any traveling.
It's supposed
to be a nice weekend. You got to travel early, off day on Friday because nobody works on Fridays. Maybe.
Nah, I think that was it. I think the celebrities gave up, Teague.
I don't think they gave up.
Mariska Hargitay had to get that phone call yesterday.
Who decides that, by the way?
The order of celebrities? Like, yes. Who gets first round, second round? I would love to know. I'd love to know their power list of...
Yes, like who's guaranteed? If this person wants to come, he's guaranteed.
Because Howard Stern recently said he would never show up if he was sitting second row. Like, that's an embarrassment to him. Mm. So I wonder if there are celebrities who are like, hey, if I'm not getting the first row treatment, I ain't going.
I mean,
like Gary Templeton going to the All-Star game. I ain't starting, I ain't departing.
Detective Rollins from Law & Order SVU had to get that phone call and went, really? Me? I'm back? All right, let's go.
So it's funny. I didn't know her name until I know Detective Rollins.
Yeah,
I don't know her real name.
If they get a Game 7?
Mariska Hargitay, I do.
Will it be loaded with celebrities again?
Yeah, Mariska Hargitay in a Game 7 is not sitting front row with the guard.
She's out. Law & Order SVU is iconic. It's been on for like 20 years.
I'm a Law & Order stan. I agree with you. My point is... She's, Grizzlies in February front row. She's not Eastern Conference Finals front row.
I think what Sean is trying to say, but he's not being polite about it, is she's more of a diehard fan. So you have the diehard celebrity fans like Tracy, obviously Ben Stiller. You didn't get the Bad Bunnies, Cardi B, although she's got enough going on right now. So you didn't really get the big A-plus list celebrities other than Kylie Jenner, who's going out with Timothy. What's his last name, Evan?
Chalamet.
There you go.
Did I get it right this time?
Yes, sounded right.
I think that the other thing, and I don't mind that the Knicks do this, if this is the case. In Indiana, like you'll see it on Saturday night, Ben Stiller is going to be courtside. Yeah. Timothy Chalamet will be...
Chalamet.
In Brooklyn, they allow Spike Lee as courtside.
Of course.
Does the Garden have a rule that if you are a non-Knick fan...
I guarantee you they do.
Because...
There's no way
I think Pat McAfee, who was invited by Ben Stiller, like, hey, you should show up at the Garden... I think McAfee tried, and Dolan was like, I ain't letting you in here.
Wow.
And then I started thinking about it, like, have we ever seen a non-Knick fan celebrity sporting the team? Like, not just being there quietly. Like, would John Mellencamp be allowed courtside of Madison Square Garden?
It's a great question.
I don't know if I've ever seen it, now that I'm thinking about it.
Has John Mellencamp, even when he had the Cougar, played Madison Square Garden?
I'm sure he has.
So then probably.
Oh, you think that overrides 100%. His fandom?
Especially if he crushed it for... MSG.
But does he have a banner the way Billy Joel does?
I can ask somebody.
Yeah, ask somebody.
I'm going to ask Bobby.
I don't know who Bobby is,
Bobby's
but sure,
general,
ask him.
General manager of the Garden.
Oh, really? By the way, while you're talking to Bobby.
Yeah. You need an upgrade in your tickets?
No, it has nothing to do with me.
He told me he loves your seats.
My seats are the best.
That's what he said.
No, I know. I'm about to get to one of my coworkers who doesn't know his ass from his elbow when it comes to my seats. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But can you get one? Like, what? You're a big celebrity. Like, if you called up and said... And I know you're not like this, but you're like, hey, courtside, I'm Tiki Barber. What would their reaction to you be?
I don't think I'd want to. I have no idea. I've never asked. I think if I would go to a game, I'd want to be in a suite.
No, I know you. No, I know you would. I'm just curious.
That's just how I roll.
No, I know.
I don't need to be seen. I don't need to be front and center.
That's why I'll never get the answer, because you're not that kind of guy. Like, you're not courtside Tiki. I'm just curious, like, how that works. Like, you are an icon in this town. Do you just call up and say... Hey, I'm Tiki Barber. Where are my seats?
Well, because I did sit, not, did I sit courtside at the Nets? I think one time I did, or maybe it was.
Is that when you went to the NBA Finals, or when they were in the NBA Finals?
No,
and you went?
This was like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. It came through my manager, and so he's like, hey, you want to go to the Nets game? I was like, sure.
Although, I'm going to be the one to do this. Don't worry. I'll take care of this. There's a big difference between the Nets and Madison Square Garden.
It's not even about the Nets or the Madison versus, it's not Barclays versus the Garden. It was how it happened.
Gotcha.
So they probably have their publicists reach out. I don't know if any of them have a direct relationship.
Yeah.
Spike probably does.
Right.
At this point, Timothy Chalamet probably does as well. Some of the other ones probably, but I think most of them probably go through a PR agency.
Sean, can you make
or
believe
a publicist or something like that?
PR person and call up and request Game 7 for Tiki to see what happens.
Sure. I'm calling on behalf of Mr. Barber. Ronde? No, Tiki.
Let's go to Brendan in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Brendan.
Hey, what are we doing there last night with Miles Teller sitting courtside? I mean, this guy is Philadelphia's third biggest mascot behind the Fanatic and Rocky. I mean, what in the world? I was so taken aback by that. I mean, this guy, he's Philly through and through, and he's sitting courtside?
That's a good point. What do you think of that?
Who the hell is Miles Turner? Teller. I mean, Miles Teller. I know who Miles Turner is.
Miles Turner turned the ball over on the first possession. When they announced Miles Teller at Madison Square Garden, I thought it was the magician.
Who is he?
Remember Penn and Teller?
Yeah. I know who Penn and Teller is. Who's Miles Teller?
I think he's some kind of actor. By the way, a great point was made to me by someone who would know that a part of the celebrity thing may be game one and game two are guaranteed. Game five is not a guarantee. Mm. So it's easy.
You had other plans.
Or the game may not happen.
True. But once you know it's going to happen.
You're right. Think about when in the series that happens. Like at the end of game three. That's when you know there's a game five. So I'm, based on that, curious, how many celebs will even be there for a game seven? We're not going to know it's an official thing till Saturday night.
Oh, you don't think that's like a morning of thing where they call the celebrities in town?
I don't know.
It's got to be more than a morning of thing.
No, I don't know.
Because I don't know if all these celebs are actually in town.
Yeah.
Maybe you're on a list and MSG decides morning of.
What we needed to do is, and again, behind the eight ball on this, Sean, this is why lists are very important. You should attract the celebrities. Like, track it. For every Knicks home game?
Well,
and then we could analyze if there are less celebrities later in the series.
Go back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.